This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Viraj
and Christine Wong.
We're asking you a question. What are the ways we could utilize unused office space building? What are the ways we could utilize unused office building space better? You have a bunch of options. We have housing, child or elderly care, medical, others, including all of the above. Let us know what you think. You can also get us on Instagram and on WhatsApp. 018-789-8899. We do have another story that we'll be moving on to in a minute. First, though, we need a quick update from the FBM KLCI at break, courtesy of Arvind Viraj once he's logged into the system.
Which I will in a bit.
We'll come back to that in a minute then. Maybe we'll have an update from my story. We'll move on to my story first whilst Arvind does some fiddling around with the computer over there. Mm-hmm. Right. So, of course, we are talking about office buildings and how they can be repurposed or not. So corporate America is downsizing its real estate footprint as companies allow more employees to work from home. This is something that we know. It's a growing threat to the bottom line of owners of traditional office buildings and a sign that companies are looking for ways to cut costs as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. So a Reuters analysis of quarterly earnings calls over the past week revealed more than 25 large companies plan to reduce their office space in the year ahead, a move designed to reduce the second largest expense after payrolls at corporations. Energy company Halliburton Company said it intends to close more than 100 facilities. Financial services company State Street Corp said it is going to nearly double the workers assigned to one office before adding additional space based on the assumption that a significant portion of its workforce will continue to work from home even after a vaccine for COVID-19 emerges. Bedding company Sleep Number Corp plans to slow the growth of its total square footage as more consumers shop online. Here's a quote. You should expect and hold us to a much lower footprint, really starting quite soon. Regions Financial Corp, meanwhile, told analysts that whether through increased use of hoteling, work from home, or modified scheduling, we are confident overall office square footage will continue to decline as some workers share desktops or stop coming into the building entirely. Other analysts are saying that plans to cut back on real estate are likely the first wave of cost-cutting measures to hit office workers as companies try to maintain margins going into what could be a long recession. So far, the majority of the 14.7 million US jobs lost during the pandemic have been in hard-hit areas like restaurants, travel, and retail. Reduction in office spending could likely be followed by layoffs and investments in technology that should help improve productivity with a reduced workforce. Here's another quote. Clearly, we're seeing businesses start to rationalize their physical plants, and at some point, they'll turn that to labor too. Of course, we're seeing this happening here. People working from home an awful lot more. Mm-hmm. No need for these huge offices. And we've seen many companies who have splashed out in wonderful, glitzy, shiny office spaces that are now half empty. And obviously, income has been reduced for whatever reason. You know, not many people are spending their money right now, which means that rental costs are difficult to reach, mortgage costs are difficult to pay. And so, how do you start saving money? You know, and if you've already signed contracts for that building for a period of time, the only other way you're going to be able to save money is by reducing the cost with staffing or one thing or another. So the best thing to do first and foremost is to reduce the footprint in the offices, I would imagine.
Yeah. I'm thinking if you knew a brand and then if you knew that they just had an office in, let's say, like a two-story shop lot.
Yeah.
Would you trust the brand more or less? Because the way it is now is that they have all these fancy offices. A lot of them have these fancy offices because they want customers and clients to you know, see them in a certain kind of light, like
for
have some kind of regard. So like
that experiential thing. Yeah. Mm.
So would you still trust them if they rented like a small spot somewhere?
I don't think I've ever considered where a company's based in order to support them, though. You know, I think it's an interesting thing where I guess I don't really think about it as long as it's, you know, convenient and available to me and within my price range. Like, why wouldn't I buy a product that I want at that point?
Yeah, but then, you know, you've got brands who will only allow themselves, like you were saying, Arv, to be seen in certain malls
Fanciness.
Or certain areas of town or whatever. You know,
yeah.
you'll find one type of brand, for example, I don't know, downtown in some of the other malls, in KLCC Mall, for example, you'll see certain brands there that you will not see in the smaller malls that are kind of, you know, on the city fringes, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's positioning, it's branding, it's that thing. But I think I would, you know, I think I'd be really interested to see how brands would do in smaller shop lots.
Mm.
Because that way they could, like, expand a lot more.
Yeah.
They could look pretty good. They'd be able to expand and be in a lot more places.
True, true. And they wouldn't have to spend so much on one HQ in one place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, we've had some other options come in via WhatsApp. Number ending 1758 has said indoor farming. Of course, that's something we've kind of talked about a little bit. A good one here has come from a number ending 6966. Vertical paintball arena. Mayhem in the sky is the best use of vacant office spaces.
Wow.
You could have a lot of fun with
that. It's not wrong.
We've also got an Instagram here. HKMRZK says convert to residential. And like that's an option for sure. We've also got the Emily Tan who says space for productivity hacks via breathwork exercises based on neuroscience, as well as maybe a creative corner, something for art expression. That would be fun as well.
Indeed.
Also, we do have the a form of the KLCI update. We can't really tell you the currencies right now, but at least we can tell you that the FBM KLCI is up 0.5% at 1,995 points. And amongst the most actively traded stocks are BioAlpha Holdings, XOX Berhad, PDZ Holdings, Priceworth International, and EduSpec. So we can tell you that at least at break.
See, that wasn't Arvin. Wasn't Arvin at all, was it?
No.
Well done, though, Chris. Thank you very much for that. And thank you, Keith, for coming to our rescue as we were trying to get some numbers out there.
Yes.
Right. We're going to move on and have a short break now. We've got some music. Did you want to highlight any tweets before we...
Maybe I'll do a few. This comes from Michael, who says, turn them into parks or urban farming spaces or just tear them down. We have way too many office buildings around anyway. There's one from AMC who says, first check with Majlis, brick and mortar laws and regulations, not as flexible as the flick of a switch.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and then CK says badminton or futsal hall.
Yeah, plenty of suggestions here. Mm-hmm. Let's have some music then. Nirvana with Love Buzz will be taking us into this break. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.